literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on it.
Kim hasn't made it yet, but she's knocking on the door. Yeah, she's knocking on the door and saying, housekeeping? Yo, for real though, Kim has sucked a lot of guys' dicks in this industry to get ahead and still isn't really doing that well. That is sad. Kim is getting fat. Natalie Cuomo is so unfunny, Lewis booked Kim.
A fryer.
A fryer.
He's got fryer feet.
He's got a fryer vibe. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Yeah.
You have a fryer vibe.
I'll take that.
What am I? Like, of all the Asians in the history of Asia, what would I have been like 300 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like you guys have like two jobs. You're either like in the fields or a samurai.
Yeah.
You strike me as more of a field Asian.
What?
If I had
I know. Well, you're saying that I would be out there with the hat.
Yes.
Right?
Something would come up in the village. You'd be like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here. You'd scurry among the...
Yeah.
Ooh, mate, get the worst Chipotle. I only want Chipotle made by black teenagers with disdain. I want hate in every scoop. But Marinette, can you guys acknowledge what you've done to our Chipotles? What year? Like, hold on. You guys put a lot on us. All right, we get a lot of guff. The way we took rock and roll and ruined it. Can you guys admit you took Chipotle from us and absolutely nosedived it?
It's not the black people. It's Hispanics. Is that? No, I'll say this.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not going to blame.
Mexicans. You guys are passing the buck.
What? Jeez, I read this guy's book. I started running stairs because of this
dude. You read a kickboxer's book?
Oh, yeah.
I'm dumb as fuck. I've read
about 30 kickboxer's books.
Every like,
kickboxer book that anybody ever wrote,
and
I read.
I did sit-ups, and then I kicked that guy in the fucking head.
That would be a dumb fat dude's interpretation of what a world-class combat sport athlete would tell you.
Well, I was like, no, Kanye is a fucking crazy dude. He is crazy.
He's a different thinker. I'm also, I'm not like a full anti-psychiatrist, but I do.
He's a different thinker?
I think he's a little different thinker, dude. I mean, the thing that was disappointing.
It's a funny way to describe like retarded people.
Come on. No way, dude. I don't mean it like that.
Bunch of a different thinker.
I'm a scatterbrain.
Well, it's just weird to hear, like, he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Yeah, that's very annoying.
And
as well,
it's like, you're a music producer that designed, like, Crocs for Adidas. Like,
true.
He put people in, like, Matrix outfits. Like, torn up.
Minimalist, obviously.
Torn up, like, future clothes.
Yes.
And Crocs. And was like, I'm a fucking genius. I'm Walt Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, dude.
Well, that's the thing. I like his mission.
I've never listened to any other music producer and been like, genius.
I've never felt older than the last night. I went to my son's first teacher-parent conference, and I dressed up like a fucking dad. I had khakis on and shit.
Nice.
And I was sitting. Like,
you are a dad.
You should
start dressing like that. Yeah, I know. Just wear that.
He likes fashion too much.
Yeah. You guys all love fashion.
You don't give a fuck, huh?
No.
Black socks and sandals.
I literally wore this outfit.
I walked in. I was like, yeah. He said
this outfit on every podcast.
I'm the same.
I backed one outfit.
Gym shorts.
Tony looks like Matthew McConaughey's skeleton. I don't have a joke for this, but something about Tony being young Sheldon. You say bazinga every time he makes one of his gay jokes. Here's the thing. Tony for real thought he was going to be the Joker. You ever see the movie The Joker? It was a dream of his. He does the laugh sometimes in front of his friends. And they told me this when he wasn't around, and they all make fun of him behind his back. Isn't that funny? As soon as he left the room, they were all like, dude, he keeps going. Isn't it such an embarrassing dream to have? What a dumb fuck. He believes he could be the Joker. Tony also, I believe, had a Corvette with a license plate that said, I roast. I can't believe people are calling this guy gay, dude. That's cool. That's so cool. I roast. Is that true? Damn, that sucks. Here's one somebody else wrote. Tony's father was a mafioso and his mother was the horse head he woke up next to. Tony is clearly gay and malnourished.
Oh, you're so shy.
Usually I'm scared of girls.
It looks fun to me. I've always wanted to fuck someone with a woman's body and Marc Maron's face. So let's fucking...
What the fuck?
Of course you did, dude.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, gay. If only this bitch looked more like a shaggy guy.
He's used to the other way around.
Yeah. Imagine how much power's in that. Good Lord. Good Lord. Look at his body. He's just a ball of tense muscle just exploding on your face.
Pause. That sounded a lot more gay than I was trying to make.
I think she just had your girl Kamal on. That's why.
Oh, really?
That's why we got Oprah on the brain.
Okay.
She just did a sit down with Kambala.
How did it go?
I think obviously a disaster. Kambala's
no, it probably
out
went
of her mind.
Great. They're probably
she's like,
too-
if you come into my house, you're gonna get shot.
She said that.
What?
She was like, I'm a gun owner, man. Oh, yeah, I have a good.
It sounds like she did a good job.
You love Kambala.
I do love Kambala. I'm so excited she's in the race.
Are you a hottie for Harris?
No, I haven't looked into it at all. But
that's a Trump supporter.
Yeah, he's Kambala.
That's a Trump supporter.
He's Kambala.
There's no way Gerbys votes for
Gerbys
Kambala.
100%
Harris
is in on Kambala.
I don't. Listen,
hold
she's
on, Gerbys. Make an endorsement.
Yeah, this is your Oprah. This is your Oprah.
The
moment.
Truth is, if you're afraid to make a presidential endorsement, we know what side you're on, brother.
I just think at the end of the day, everybody has something they're willing to fight for, and you define yourself that way. Most of us get to walk around not having to worry about it. Problem with kids is kids make you draw some lines.
Oh, big time.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But New York crowds are similar.
And yours is fourth grade. U.S. history.
This is,
you're
this
like, is, this is, you got to believe in something. Christopher Columbus ruled. I'm going to say it.
God damn it.
You know, Indians were bad. Did you know that? You know, Indians they were great too.
I mean, no.
Soder, I love you. Although I'll say this, dude, this is fucked up because none of these guys wrote these jokes. Everybody writes them for us. This is bad. We're doing this. Soder is good friends with Amy Schumer. He was actually in her movie, Trainwreck, which was somehow worse than the car wreck his sister died in. That was a joke written by a guy named Zahid. If I were you, I'd fuck that dude up. That guy wrote that about your dead sister and emailed it to me. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? No.
Obviously, we just played FIFA. You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
I'm actually still uncomfortable from that.
Why?
I had adrenaline going during that.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't lose in front of your fucking, the bros in here actively cheering for you. Come
they
on, Andrew!
They were cheering for you,
Andrew,
asshole.
Come on!
And you had a comment about
press
every
a,
team.
Oh, shoot, we lost, Andrew.
And then what happened? What happened when, like, you were like, changing up your team and you were doing all those things?
I made subs.
Like, oh, you made subs. Yeah.
I didn't pick the best team
you took
in the game.
It really serious.
I had to make subs.
Oh, is that an excuse?
No, an excuse
nobody
for
cares
winning?
About excuses.
Wait, you
for
didn't?
Winning?
We played a spirited game. You won. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you seem like you're taking it well.
Yeah, I am. What was that, sarcasm?
You seem loud
what
about
is that,
it?
Sarcasm right there? Yeah, well, thank you for giving us the energy for the question we didn't ask.
No, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. Excited
What's
about
SNL? What's your fucking problem, dude?
Excited
you had a bad attitude when I called you today. You were grumpy when I called you.
Yeah, I did have a bad attitude.
Why were you being grumpy?
Because you faked the whole I don't know what's going on thing. And I didn't like, oh, you did. You called me the day of the pod. You're like, oh, said, yeah, we had
shit.
That today?
I said, oh, shit, are we how doing
often,
the pod today?
How often do you call me?
And I wanted to call you. I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right before the pod?
Yeah, I want to say,
you
oh, shit.
You were being fake. What are you talking
about? Montgomery tried to do that to me the other night at the Mothers. I got off stage and I was like, you know, I always do. This time I meant it because I actually did do very bad. I was like, fuck, I sucked up there. And he was like, yeah, what was that? I was like, as soon as he said that, I was like, you fucking worry about you, motherfucker. Don't ever.
You're so ready to fight. Like, all right.
I went in there talking shit to myself. The second somebody else was like, yeah, that sucked. I was like, don't ever worry about what I'm doing. And he was like, God, I'll never do that again.
William, you never know, like, are we in a play together? Like, are we having a real conversation?
Yeah, yeah.
Are
what
in a play?
Is this?
I know,
hey,
right?
How you doing? Right? You're like, yeah, okay. I don't know what, I don't know, man.
I guess you're playing along.
To. Yeah, what was that? I was got like, a free bear claw from a dumpster. Like, I don't know where to go. Okay.
I went too hard on him. I feel bad about it.
Well, this is, you know, it's always with Notre Dame. It's like, here's the big game. Let's hopefully win it. This feels different. Feels like we can win it. You know?
Okay.
There's some parity now that, you know, now that everybody can pay their players, Notre Dame has a shot. It's not just the SEC. It's not Coach Saban.
You called him a cheater earlier.
I was just joking around. I don't think the SEC paid players ever.
Period.
I'm joking. Are we not? Is this not a fun show?
No.
It's a serious show?
Serious football.
Like, Alabama Jones is very serious.
No, I'm not serious.
Get the whip, Indy.
I do believe in integrity.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We tried to run the program that way so players had a better chance to be successful
Amen.
In life.
I agree.
We make
Amen.
More money in the NFL than any other school. 61 players in the league. That was how we cheated. We developed players.
Yeah, we recruited.
They got bank
we recruited.
On the
and we
I'm so sorry.
Bad guy. Bad guy.
Coaching career.
Shane, I'm sorry.
You're a real scumbag. You're a real scumbag.
In front of touchdown Jesus.
I mean,
yeah, we didn't need that.
I'll say this. I thought Coach Cignetti coming out here was a real disgrace to the game. He left his players in the locker room to go get some camera time for himself. I know a legend like yourself would never do something like that. Would you?
No.
No, it's disgusting.
I told you.
It was disgusting. I saw it. I thought, wow, what a sad, disgusting program.
Oh.
Notre Dame by a million. Go Irish. Jay, you dress like a metalhead. You look like a member of Van Halen. Yeah, the van. You look like a fucking van, dude. You dumbass. All right, for real though, I do love you, and I care about you, and it bothers me that Lewis and Dave's careers are catching up to yours. It's time to write a joke, dude. One. Hurry up, dude. These guys suck, and they're nipping at you. Thank you. Joe List is here, a.k.a. 20% of Tuesdays with Stories. What do Joe's wife's calendar and her vagina have in common? Both only have spots on them because of Joe. He has herpes. This isn't... All right, sorry, Joe. These aren't good. Joe's done Netflix, he's done Rogan twice, he's still irrelevant. He's blown more opportunities than Kim. Hopefully his movie's a hit, otherwise he should take his own life. Rose.
Kamala.
That was my favorite Trump quote. That was my favorite Trump quote recently.
What was it?
The Kamala.
Oh, Kamala.
He's like, I called her Kamala. I was just joking around, but they're acting like I mispronounced it. We like that nickname, Kimbala.
It is.
Anyway, the commie comrade Harris is a disaster. He goes right back to his speech.
It is so fun being around you for all of this.
I love that his next line is, Comrade Harris is a disaster. Because he gets it whenever he gets sidetracked off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Like he'll be reading a speech. He'll be, he does that when he's reading.
He does it. He's just working out his shit.
And then he breaks from the teleprompter and talks shit.
Yeah.
And then he, it was funny that the teleprompter line seemed to be Comrade Harris. So he's like, Gambala.
They thought I was saying it wrong when I said Gambala.
I was not. Anyway. Comrade Harris is a complete disaster. Just right back to his speech.
He does do a good job, though, of like even when he's riffing, looking like he's reading it off the teleprompter.
I've watched a lot. I know when he breaks. Boys, yeah, you can tell when he freestyles because he'll read the line. He'll read the last line of the teleprompter and repeat it. He'll be like, and the economy is a disaster, and it is a disaster. And then he'll go.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, who do you have?
No, it's I have ESPN. I don't know why on my notifications.
Yeah. Oh, it's because we watched UFC.
Yeah, I watched the UFC on it. It goes, da-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, go ahead.
You really are 50.
You really is.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just an old man thing to have, like, notifications on apps going off at random hours. Like, you're their target demo. I don't know how to turn it off.
I don't know how to turn it off. Do you?
Yeah, I can turn that
off. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like any of them.
Yeah, no one likes them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just guys I hate too it. Old to figure them out. Sorry.
So what do you think?
I saw you walk in. I said, who's this? Is this a pig? I didn't know they were letting pigs in.
You're a dictator.
Old Sage, what a loser. What a loser she was. Somebody needs to tell her that her pussy stinks. When you walked in, I could practically smell you. Your vagina stinks. Smelled what? Up the whole room.
Bobby used to be a hot jock. Now he looks more like a fish that lives at the bottom of the sea. As Bobby gets fatter, he gets less successful. Take note, Kim. The rest of that sucks. For real though, if you want to hate Bobby and you have HBO, go watch him on Torgasm. It's embarrassing, dude. He was Dane Cook's butt dog. Little butt dog Bobby, dude. That's what we call you, dude. Butt dog Bobby. Butt dog Bobby. All right. Now, for Lewis, I didn't really write anything. I genuinely do not respect you at all. It's not real ass if that's your only option. It really is not that impressive. But Kurt Metzger wrote me a letter to read. For you. Sorry I said that. I was just kidding. I love you. All right, good. This is from Kurt Metzger. Dear Louis J. Gomez, sorry I couldn't be at your roast. I desperately wanted to, but wasn't notified or invited. Anyway, I had to run back to my room to pinch off a fat Congdon, but it gave me time to think. You guys don't think that's funny? Gave me time to think. What does it mean to be truly real ass? Does it mean stepping into the octagon anytime, anywhere, knowing that win or lose, no one could possibly give a shit? Does it mean working hard every day just to make sure your son has a new mom for each and every family trip to Jamaica? Does it mean sometimes pulling off to the side of the road to phone the family of a retarded boy you made fun of on Legion of Skanks? Just to say, hey, this has happened before with me and a different retarded kid. Yeah, you're hearing me right. This is like my second or third retarded kid family I've had to call and apologize to. I'm a 42-year-old man. Actually, I don't know what real ass means. I just know I never get tired of watching you scream it into the face of any hotel worker or barista over the slightest inconvenience. Love, Kurt Metzger. P.S. I still have half a sandwich from earlier I'm not going to finish. Did you maybe want to stick your dick in it? Maybe you want to take it to Jamaica and have it hang out with your kid? P.S. Kidding. For real, though, I did borrow your belt a lot on tour, so we're even. All right, well, that's it for me. See you guys.
Keep it going for Shane Gillis.